The director of Vito Intervax says efforts aimed at developing vaccines to protect pigs from African swine fever are resulting in cautious optimism. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Scientists with Vito Intervac, in partnership with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and partners in Kenya, where African swine fever is present in pigs, have been working to develop vaccines to protect against the virus. Vito Intervac director Dr. Volker Gertz notes several candidate vaccines are now being tested at the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's facility in Winnipeg.
So we're using what is called a viral vector. So we're making a vaccine that is based on a harmless virus. In this case, we're using an adenovirus, and then we are manipulating the virus, and we're inserting genes from the African swine fever into this adenovirus, and then use that for vaccination. That's one of the promising approaches that is being used to control this disease, like many other diseases. It's an approach that's also been used in humans to tackle important diseases such as TB, HIV, or tuberculosis. So it's a very modern approach. And so we, over the years, made over 30 different vaccine candidates, and these are being tested now as we speak, in fact, in pigs. So we generated these vaccine candidates, and now they were injected into pigs, and so soon these pigs will be exposed to the disease, and then we will see whether they're protected against the disease or not.
Dr. Gertz acknowledges African swine fever is a large virus with a lot of tools it can use to evade the immune system, and there are many different types, so it is difficult to control. He says there is a number of different approaches being taken around the world to develop effective vaccines, and we are starting to see candidates that might potentially protect pigs from the disease, so there is cautious optimism. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.